I have a comment on the translation of Juz Zuhur al-Khan Sahib. Yes.
Writing.
Yes.
Yes.
I think he referred to the other verse which is mentioned in Surah Tawbah about the believers in Ghazwat Tabuk who did not have anything to ride on. And they came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking for something to ride on. Yes. And he answered and he said, according to the Holy Quran, لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. The word أَحْمِلَكُمْ literally could be translated carry on, but also to ride on with.
To offer you something to ride.
Yes, to ride. Yes, from the same root is word hamla.
Yes, that agree. I agree. There is no doubt about it.
Expedition of people who ride together to go forward.
Right.
So, tahmilhu could also be riding with him in this sense.
No, she was. Here the reference is to her.
Yes.
So, any translation which forgets this is wrong. Tahmilhu, zamir, is referred to Hazrat Maryam.
Yes.
So that translation does not mention that at all. What it means is whether Hazrat Maryam is carrying the child in her lap or traveling with him on some carriage or even on a horseback.
Yes.
But it is she who is doing it and the son is dependent upon her for all this procedure. That is the picture created by the Holy Quran. But the translation does not convey this picture. What does it say?
She accompanied him to her people while he was riding.
This is wrong.
I think maybe while riding.
Fine.
It could be she accompanied him to her people while riding, not he was riding.
This is wrong. I mean, this is what the Holy Quran doesn't say. Moreover, it was the child who was accompanying the mother. Tahmiluhu.
Yes.
Means that she was going and the child was attached to her. So whatever the mode of travel be, that is not in question. I don't have any objection against the mode of travel. That could be riding as well. But the style of the translation does not create the picture as painted by the Holy Quran. It says the mother is the one who took certain means of travel and took the child along. That is the exact picture painted by the Holy Quran.
Yes.
But in the translation it's the other way around. As if the child was going somewhere riding and the mother went along, accompanied by his mother.
She accompanied him.
That is, she didn't accompany him. He accompanied her. According to the Holy Quran, he accompanied her. Tamil who refers to the mother.
Yes, sir, but
she was the chief. She was the person who undertook a journey. And Jesus went along with him, with her.
Yes, she accompanied him is the translation of fa'atat bihi.
No, but I'm talking of tahmilu. Just refer to that.
Tahmiluhu could be while riding.
I mean, tahmiluhu
both of them were riding.
Jesus. Number one, tahmiluhu does not refer to Jesus at all. The word who refers, tahmiluhu does not refer. Who is the subject of tahmilu? It is Hazrat Maryam.
Yes.
It is Tanis, obviously.
Yes.
So, any translation which makes the subject of this verb to be Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam rather than Hazrat Maryam is wrong.
So it can be translated while she was riding with him.
That can be, yes. Yes. While she took him along while she was riding.
Yes.
During her ride, She took him along. That can be the correct translation.
Yes.
And then why to pinpoint the mode while the Holy Quran doesn't describe it? It could have been any other mode. You see, the word Tahmil is an open word.
Yes.
Which may be understood in so many ways. You should not translate it in a manner as to fix the meaning in one particular mode of travel. Moreover, it may mean the child was so young, so small, that he was carried bodily by the mother. Now, we, of course, as a tafsir, we explain that this was not so. So it should be translated like this.
Yes.
But as far as the word is concerned, it can accommodate that meaning. So when you deviate from this and fix the meaning to a very narrow space, that is not doing justice to the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran should be translated in as wider terms as possible for the language in which you are translating it. And explanatory notes can be added as footnotes. So here, although this would be right, that she was riding, while she was riding, she took her child along. This is the correct translation. But not riding. While she was taking a journey on some mode of travel, while she was journeying, she took her child along. That is open, and the mode of travel is not unnecessarily fixed to one particular mode. Because Tamilo may mean, of course I agree, may mean a horse. A ride on horseback.
Or a camel.
Or camel, yes. Or a donkey.
Yeah.
And more likely donkey there in that, you know. In that area, they generally traveled by donkeys. They preferred donkeys. And as Isa alayhi salam is also shown to be riding a donkey. So anything, or a carriage, driven by a donkey or a horse by some other way, some other beast. Right?
Yes, sir.
Please.
Venture a further comment on the reasons probably of his saying riding, because she is trying to protect herself and the child, and as much as that she was, they accused her of her being not chaste.
The reason is just simple. Chaudhary Zafullah Khan Sahib, later Zafullah Khan Sahib, knew that this verse does not refer to a period when Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a small child who could be carried bodily. Now, he wanted to avoid that translation which created a wrong picture of the actual incident. So he deviated from that but went to another side without caring much of how what he chooses as an alternative.
Because he says here later on that that how can we speak to this child?
I know.
So he wants to say that it can't be a child, because if he's riding a horse, he must be quite grown up then.
This is what I mean.
Yes.
He wants to convey the picture of a grown up child.
Yes.
In doing so, he's right there that here, when you read it as a whole, the word Tamilo could not refer to Hazrat Maryam really literally carrying the child in her lap.
Yes.
But because earlier translators or Mufassireen who commented on the Holy Quran had taken this view, in view of certain other words used which denoted the age of childhood, they had translated it so Hazrat Zafullah Khan Sahib wanted to rectify that mistake. In doing so, he deviated from that and didn't pay much attention to using what alternative word.
There seems to be more discrepancy in the same portion, because it's talking of Maryam as Aaron's sister, but she didn't have any brother Aaron. Right?
Yes, but that is a different thing altogether. That has been explained.
Also again mentioned in the same part.
No, it is mentioned, but has the translation attempted to solve this problem?
No.
So, also it requires an annotation.
Mm.
Such things, this is what I mean. Instead of trying to solve everything in translation, in certain passages we should better adopt a policy of annotations, adding a footnote, explaining the situation, that this is what it means. You know, the word Ukhta Harun is a taunt on Hazrat Maryam. And that has been explained at length by Hazrat Musleh Maud in Tafsir Kabir. So a short note of that could be prepared and added as a footnote.
I mean, she didn't have any brother Harun.
Yes, so. Yes, that's correct.
So what does it mean?
I've already told you. It was a taunt indicating that you have as bad a character as the sister of Harun had.
I see.
Which was of, which was, allegations were heard against her as well, of, having a doubtful character things.
Mm-hmm.
So that this is just common in every country, in every language. This happens.
Yes.
So Hazrat Musleh Maud has explained this at length and told what they meant and why this was, she was called Ukhta Harun. That was in quotes and quotes.
Yes.
Not that Allah was telling it, calling her Ukhta Harun.
Yes.
It were the enemies who said Ukhta Harun with the connotation that you are as bad in character as that lady was.
Mm-hmm.
While even she was not bad.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They were wrong even then.